bring in Joe Fisher.
Who's our closer.
He is. For our starter, one of the two. What's going on, Joe?
I'm the starter and the closer. It's that middle area that we're dealing with.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Struggling with. I'm just trying to figure out why everything's wet outside, you know. Your meteorological background, Kevin, maybe you can help me with this.
We had a scattered shower in here about 6 o'clock this morning.
Okay, I hadn't seen anything like that in so long. You know, we should put your meteorological background to work.
I don't have any meteorological background.
Does he throw around occluded front?
Didn't you take classes at Western?
I have a minor in meteorology,
I mean.
But I've never put that to any sort of use.
We could give you a name like Typhoon Jones or something like that, and you could give us a, you know, weather update for each
Let's
day.
Go to Stormy Weathers would for I, a forecast.
Squall-line Sanders.
Would I have T. Jones on the back of my jersey?
Hey, Joe, an interesting story on how offensive lineman Eric Hensley suffered a broken ankle in the spring and went through an 8-game suspension previously and has now lost his job at tackle to Riley Lauer.
Yeah, and it's been interesting for him. He came back and he's been limited, obviously, because of that ankle. He also, you know, he's picked up a little size, but has slowed down a little bit on his lateral movement because of that ankle. So, but he's got a great attitude about it. He's worked really hard. He knows he's going to play. You know, there are going to be, you know, probably 8 or 9 of those offensive linemen who are going to play. So he's not moping about it. He's been working very hard to get back in there, and it's actually kind of a luxury, really, for Robbie Caldwell to have a guy like that can play a backup role at a couple of positions.
Bobby Johnson will have his first press conference of the season today at noon. I guess we may or may not know more about the starting quarterback situation. I get the feeling that we're probably not going to really know until Thursday night.
I'm guessing that it will be the first question asked of him, and I'm guessing that his answer will be we're not going to make the announcement. You know, I think it's one of those things, and we've talked a little bit about it. Bobby and I have a little bit. I don't even know if at this point they have told Chris or McKenzie or Jared or Larry who the starting quarterback is going to be. I don't know. I'm sure that you would like to be able to tell the starter at least a little time before the first game to let them sort of get themselves into that mode, but I'm not sure they will. I mean, it's for all we know, they could still be in the middle of competition with a couple of guys fighting for that starting spot. So it is interesting. It's probably not ideal. I'm sure that Bobby would have preferred somebody far and away take over that number one spot. But what it has done is really created good competition. I think all four of the quarterbacks, and we've really focused on, obviously, Mac and Chris a lot, but Larry Smith and Jared Funk have gotten a tremendous amount of work as well. So in the long run, it probably works out to be a very good situation where you've got four guys now who you probably have confidence in.
And, Joe, Bobby Johnson said he's comfortable with a running back by committee. But how much do you think, Jared Hawkins and Jeff Jennings are going to get the lion's share of the carries? How much do you think we're going to see out of Gaston Miller and Kennard Reeves?
You know, I think you're going to see all four of them to a degree. I do think, though, that you're going to see guys tend to go with the guy who's got the hot hand. I think, you know, if Jeff is in there and he's running well, you'll see Jared spell him, but you'll see Jeff maybe go back a little quicker than normally. And likewise, if Jared does the same thing, you know, Jeff is in the best shape of his career, I think, by far. He's slimmed down a little bit. I think he's picked up some speed. He still runs hard like he always did, but he has really looked good in the fall camp. And then you add Jared, who really is the breakaway threat of the group, along with a guy like Gaston Miller. They can kind of change up on you with their running backs, and then bring Kennard Reeves, who's run really hard through all fall camp. I think they probably are very happy, actually, with their situation at running back.
They'll have practice tonight, but before that, the first coaches show of the season, correct?
Really looking forward to that. 6:30 start time for the coaches show this year, so we're moving it up 6:30 to 7:30 at the newly renovated Commodore Grill in the Holiday Inn Select at Vanderbilt. Yogi's done a tremendous job over there, and I really encourage everybody to come out. I want a big crowd for this first game. I'm sure they'll have specials going on, probably some giveaways going on. I don't know what all is planned for tonight, but really looking for an opening first show. It's going to be a terrific time.
Order the Joe Fisher when you get there.
Yeah. We haven't gotten that far yet.
With tartar sauce.
That would be a sandwich with a lot of ham, I guess, right?
All right, Joe. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, guys.